Have pen and paper ready for this exciting information. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. This is about pen and paper, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 159 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with...
Carl Tyler.
And this is not a 1352 Report podcast. Wow.
No, 1352 would require, a brewery and a piss-up or something, which we haven't been able to put together yet.
Yeah, we've been trying to pull that podcast back together for a couple years now, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, Carl, thanks for filling in for Julian Robichaud, who's out traveling the world these days. And, Carl, who did we talk to today?
We spoke to Simon and Christoph from We4It. Sorry, no, We4IT.
Yeah, you Brits have a problem pronouncing that. And what did we talk about, Carl?
We talked about their Docklinker product and a little bit of history about it, how they created it, what they created it with, and what it does, and how much it costs and things.
Yeah, and for those of you who haven't listened to some of the recent shows, right, we've talked to Team Studio, who has the Unplugged product. We talked to the fine folks at UAT Notes about their Domino To Go product. And today, Christoph and Simon tell us about Docklinker. You know, there's lots of options out there for mobilizing your Notes and Domino applications. So let's have a listen to Christoph and Simon give us a short overview of Docklinker by We4IT.
So, Simon, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and... You can tell us for a start, actually, is it We4It or is it We4IT? What is the company history? Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, excellent question. It's We4IT. We've been around for about 10 years now. We're IBM premium partners, design partners, and we're basically all about Notes, Domino, Traveler, connections, all that good stuff. In Germany, that's where our head office is. We're best known for products for the German finance sector. But in more recent years, we've been developing a range of solutions for the international market, including things like group calendaring, vacation or holiday management, and a rather nice looking workflow modeling solution. We're big fans of XPages, and two of our products are pretty much pure XPages apps. Docklinker, which is what we're talking about today, and XBuilder, which is something that we've got currently under development. I'm not sure when the release date is. I don't know if Christoph, when's XBuilder coming out?
Simon, XBuilder is coming out, I think, in August. We had a very interesting session together with one of our customers, this DINAC, about our upcoming product. Just one or two sentences. XBuilder allows you to configure your own XPages applications without any coding. For the backend, you can configure a storage container, in other words, NSF files and objects, which contain special definitions and relations. For the frontend, you can configure your own views, forms, menus, and portals. But I think we are not here to speak about the XBuilder. We are here to speak about the Docklinker, right?
Yeah, and actually, Christoph, you snuck in there without an introduction. So can you tell everyone who you are and what you do for We4IT?
Yeah, sure. My name is Christoph Adler, and I'm working at We4IT. I'm a technical consultant. My working is... support sessions, presentations, speaker in sessions like at the DINAC or I don't know. Something like that. And supporting our XPages products, Docklinker and XBuilder.
Well, I guess the next question is, you've got this product Docklinker, but people may not be familiar with it. Obviously, Bruce and myself, we did our homework. We went and had a look at a website. But how about you explain what Docklinker does and how it helps Notes Domino customers?
Okay, so it's what it does is it aims to rapidly mobilize Notes databases to make them available on smartphones, tablets. And when I say rapid, I mean like in minutes. The way I see it is that if you've got the time, the inclination, the skills, the resources, then redeveloping an application using XPages, it sounds great. And many people out there are doing just that. the challenge that we saw was that when that people aren't just being asked to mobilize one or two applications. Rather, they might get an application or two out there, and suddenly there's a lot of people in the business asking for their application to be made available on their iPad, on their smartphone. I was talking to a company in the States last week who want to mobilize over 100 notes databases. Oh, and at the same time as being asked to mobilize these apps, you're also being asked to keep on developing the new apps that you've already committed to. Oh, and you've also got to maintain your zillions of existing apps. Ah, and by the way, you're not being given any extra resource to extend your existing applications into the mobile space. So although there are other mobilization solutions out there, and there are a number of them which are very nice indeed, they still require significant effort to mobilize applications. And I suspect that the way forward for many people will be to take a mixed approach and select and a select few apps will get the full X pages treatment, with the rest, the majority, requiring a more rapid approach. And that's what DocLinker sets out to do.
Now, you say you mobilize the applications. What does that mean? Does it mean that you get like an offline capability for the applications? Do you get the functionality of the Notes app? Can you submit forms? What kind of things can you do when you mobilize the application using DocLinker?
Okay, so with DocLinker, it's a process of configuration rather than coding. You can actually get a database out there without writing a single line of code. You can certainly increase the functionality of the application on the device by adding code to it, but this is optional. So you don't make, so no changes are necessary to your existing Notes database. You simply, when you want to enable a database with DocLinker, you simply choose which forms from the original design you want exposed, which fields on those forms, which views from the original design you want exposed, and which columns from those views. And at its simplest, that's about it. The whole process takes, well, when we're talking to customers, I told them that it takes about an hour to get a database out there. In fact, a fairly simple database can be mobilized in less than 10 minutes. But if somebody told me that they could mobilize an app that quickly, I would think it sounded like magic beans. That sounded too good to be true. So, you know, let's say it takes about an hour to get the stuff out there. You asked about two or three questions in one breath there. One of them was about the offline capability, and this is a particularly interesting point for me. In its current iteration, DocLinker doesn't allow you to store data offline. Everything is entirely live. It requires a connection to get that data. Now, when I was looking at the first release of the product, and I was looking at this this behavior, I was thinking, this is a bit of a limitation. But what I find really interesting, talking to customers over the last 6 months about it, is that actually, interestingly, most people don't seem to want the stuff stored offline. I really am genuinely interested in this point. I was talking to some guys last week or the week before, and I was explaining to them that we don't have offline capability, and they said they were explaining that they had an MDM system. They were using Mobile Iron. And so my immediate thought was, well, they've got a very secure environment, so actually they'd probably prefer to have the data stored on the device. But what was interesting in the conversation with them was that they still preferred the data to be stored offline, even though they had an ultra secure environment. Having said all of that, we're releasing a version which does have offline capability a little later this year.
So, Christoph, these apps that you can quickly mobilize with DocLinker, Are we talking about read-only? Are we talking about full fidelity, you know, the ability to edit forums and have validation kick in? What do we have?
You have you have everything. Yeah, indeed. You can read every database. You can configure a notes database to read all that documents stored in. You can configure a special form to create documents or to edit documents. And additional to that, you have the availability to run actions like in notes in the action bar. You can call directly the actions stored in the original database.
Right. So can you walk us through the process, right? Someone buys and installs DocLinker. Can you walk us through the process of, you know, quote unquote, mobilizing an existing application?
Okay. So if you want to control a new database with DocLinker, you go into a simple configuration database and you browse to the database you want to mobilize. You choose the database, you choose whether to use the ACL of that database or whether to put some additional controls on it. And then you need to say, when I open that database on the mobile device, what do you want to see? So, well, the first thing you're going to want to see is a view. So you browse to the you browse through the database through your application, and you choose one of the existing views. Having chosen the view, you then describe what data you want displayed in that view, and you choose from a pick list of the columns that exist in that view. Now, this I'm actually taking a rather simple approach here. There are other ways of doing this that are more sophisticated, but at its simplest, you are simply browsing to an existing database, to the existing views, the existing forms, and from those existing design components, you are simply picking which items of data you want displayed on the mobile device. And that's how we manage to achieve this mobilization within, it's not even 10 minutes. If you have a simple database, and once you know how to use DocLinker, you can actually mobilize that database in, I don't know, less than 5 minutes anyway.
So when it comes to the mobile apps or the mobile devices that you support, do you need an app on these devices? Is it like a HTML5 browser app? How do the clients, you know, the mobile clients see this data and get access to the DocLinker information?
For the vast majority of devices, we're talking about a native app. You go to the App Store, the Play Store, whatever it's called, and you download an app called DocLinker, if you're going to be looking at the data on a smartphone, or DocLinker HD, if you're planning at looking at the data on a tablet device. And, you know, you can do this now. You know, during the podcast, the listeners can hit the store, download the device, download the application onto their device, and in the configuration settings, there's a button for use demo configuration, and this will simply connect the device up to one of our servers, and they can be using the product in, you know, just a couple of minutes. And I would apologize in advance for the demo data in our demo environments being rather crap, but apart from that, it's, you know, it's fully functional and ready to go. Sorry, can I say crap?
Yeah, crap is okay. Christoph, what devices are currently supported by DocLinker?
Bruce, we support currently all iOS and Android devices, and we have a native app for the BlackBerry Playbook. And DocLinker is a Xpages application too, means you can open a browser on a device or a PC and open the application, and that gives us the availability to use DocLinker at BlackBerry phones.
Okay, that's interesting. So from the BlackBerry standpoint, you're rendering, you know, HTML to the browser, right? What are you doing, you know, a little techie question here, what are you doing on the actual device? Do you have like an embedded browser inside the native app? Is that the way this works?
No.
Oh, okay.
The native app gets the information, all information about web services, and we render this information, not in HTML. It's in Flex application and compiled for iOS or for Android.
Right. Okay.
Or for the BlackBerry Playbook OS.
Right. So just to make that clear, however, for the BlackBerries, right, you are giving an HTML experience, correct?
Correct. But you need a BlackBerry operating system from, I think, 7 on, because we need a WebKit browser for that application.
So how do you guys license DocLinker, you know, as well as the pricing?
Yeah, licensing is quite simple. I was talking to a customer just before this phone call, and he asked my sales colleague how much it was, and she quoted the price. And I actually thought she'd made a mistake because the price was so low. But I'm sure you'll draw your own conclusions. Licensing is based on a per-user model, with each user being able to use multiple devices and access unlimited apps at no extra cost. It also is an attractive model because the product is actually free for an unlimited number of users who are accessing what we describe as standard templates, by which I mean team runs, discussion database, Domino directory, and I think it's the journal. So if you've got 1,000 users accessing the NAB and 100 users accessing your custom apps, you're only going to pay for 100 users. And in fact, the product is for the first 2 users, it's completely free anyway. This allows people to obviously test the product. And as far as testing is concerned, by the way, you don't even have to test this on the device. There is an Adobe Air application version of the application, which you can download from our website, so you can look at what is effectively an emulation on a PC. And as I say, the native apps for iOS and Androids is available from the relevant marketplace.
This is a question really for like the developers that are listening and things like that, or a question from the developers that are hopefully listening. You said that you developed the mobile client in Flash. Does that mean that you're able to develop one client for say the Android and the iOS devices pretty much at the same time and reuse a lot of the same code, or did you actually have to kind of do them all separately? How did you go about that? What have you found, you know, awkward about that or convenient about that? What are your impressions of doing things that way?
Yeah, it's easy. It's so you said we have just one Flex project, and we're just developing 2 native apps. First, the smartphone native app and the HD for tablets, and we make a cross compilation for iOS, and one for Android, and one for, I don't know, the BlackBerry Playbook OS, and we are just developing one application. That's right.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Now, do you find you have to do much work to make it look better on, you know, to make it look like a native app or anything, or is that all handled by just the development environment that you're using?
Yeah, it's handled by the development environment we're using.
That's very good. Very cool.
And because the code's cross-compiled, the app is going to look the same on any device that you look at it on, whether it's on a smartphone, whether it's on an iPad, whether it's in a browser.
Yeah. Two things I want to just come back to, and I'll say them both now, but I'll ask one at a time. The first is pricing, and the second is, what's the experience like within the app itself, right? You said you have to download, you know, one app, and within that one app, am I going to see, you know, all my database listed? You know, do I need to do anything special? You know, if I have access to 3 databases via the mobile platform, will they just show in like a table view or what? So let's start with that one.
Okay, so you're asking about the user experience here. The when a user connects to their server through the DocLinker native app on their device, what they'll get is a navigator which will list all of the databases which have been made available to them. So this is not all the databases they've got ACL access to on the server, rather a list of all the databases which A, have been mobilized using DocLinker, and B, have been made available to them. So you get a list of all your databases. There's a flat catalog view of all the databases, but there are also other there are also views for just your favorite databases. So you can see either the full set of databases or the subset. Having chosen the database, what happens next? No matter which database you choose, is you then get a list of all of the views which you have configured for that in that database, and so on down through the documents and so on.
Now, if you had a DB lookup or something in a database, does that other database have to be enabled as well, or is that all behind the scenes and you don't have to worry about it?
It's supported.
Okay.
Pretty cool. And let's come back to the pricing. You guys, yep. You mentioned that the first two users are free. You have unlimited free access to the like core templates, right, that aren't custom yep. apps. So how does the actual pricing work?
The pricing is grouped into blocks of users. So the entry level is for 25 users, and then you add extra blocks of up to 25 users, and the pricing starts off at around I don't do sales, so I'm not certain of the price. It's around 40 to 45 euros per user for up to 25 users, and the price breaks come in as soon as you start talking volume.
Christoph, what else do you have to share with us about DocLinker that we haven't already covered?
Ruth, I think we have to speak a little bit about the installation of the DocLinker. DocLinker is very—it's not very easy to use. It's very easy to install too. So we have just two databases: a connector database stored on a DMZ server, for example, an existing Traveler server. And that database contains no data, just information where the configuration database is stored. The configuration database is on one of your internal servers, and in that database you can configure your source applications. We spoke earlier. And if you connect with a native app or the browser to the connector database, all information will be transferred via SSL. Then the connector database talks with the configuration database, where all key information like source apps, views, forms, and functions are stored over NRPC and delivers that information via SSL to the native app or the browser. This gives us simple, high performance and secure way to get all of our Lotus Notes and Domino applications to a mobile device.
So you need two servers, is that what you're saying? As a minimum?
No, we need just one server, but I think all companies in the world have a DMZ with a special server, and typically that's a Traveler server. If you're using mobile devices with Lotus Notes Domino, and one of that mobile devices are iOS device, iPhones or Android devices, you have a Traveler server. And the Traveler server is a perfect server to store the connector database of DocLinker. We just need one server, but if you have more than one, it's no problem for us.
Okay, Carl, any other questions for Simon or Christoph?
I have the most important question that can be asked, actually, during the whole
Does
podcast.
It go to 11? Is that the question?
Yes, this is a question that goes to 11, which is, and I apologize now to any Italian or Greek listeners that may be listening, but when England played Germany in the semi-final of Euro 2012, will either of you two have a wager against each other as to the outcome?
I don't care about football. It is entirely uninteresting to me. Christoph, however?
I care about football, and I don't think that Germany and England will come into the semi-final. I think Germany
will be
there.
Yeah, just
I'm sorry, Simon.
As I say, I don't care.
Yeah, football. Don't get me started on football.
I'll translate for you, Bruce. We're talking about soccer.
Yeah, I know. I used to play soccer in high school, so don't make fun of me either. Okay, I can hear you guys all wanting to poke fun at me. I was not the goalie.
Were you on the girls' team?
Ooh.
All right. So, Mr. Simon and Mr. Christoph, what else do you want to share about DocLinker and or Weave for IT? By the way, I do want to thank you guys for sponsoring 3 OpenNTF development contests. We couldn't have done it without you. I think they've, you know, between the Weave for IT and Nicholas, as I said before on prior shows, you guys all did a freaking awesome job. So thanks a lot for that. So, all right, let's start with Simon. Simon, parting words about DocLinker for the Taking Notes listeners.
Talk to us. Hit the DocLinker website. Go to doclinker.com. You can download the full version of the product from there, free to test for 2 users. Actually, what we'd prefer is if you give us a ring, and we'd be happy to spend an hour on the phone walking you through it, walking you through the setup, implementing your first database with you. You know, that pleasure would be entirely ours. And I would like to say thank you for inviting us onto the show, Bruce. It's a real pleasure. And you know, sponsoring the contest is something I feel is important, because anything which gets the word out there about XPages is a really great thing. I think you're doing a superb job together with Nicholas getting the word out there.
Christoph, how about yourself? Parting words, parting questions, parting thoughts.
I think everything, every information is delivered. Just try DocLinker on www.doclinker.com, and you will be happy in the future.
And how do you spell DocLinker?
Yeah, you're right.
That's a very good question.
LINKR.
Let me do that one. Let me do that one for the international audience. Yeah, excellent question, Bruce. It's DocLinker, www.doclinkr.com.
Now, is your X builder going to be XBILDR?
Hopefully not.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for episode 159 of Taking Notes. I'd like to thank Carl for filling in for Julian. Julian is away at Domino, what is it called? Domino Point, the Domino Point event out in Italy. And Simon and Christoph, thanks. It's been quite a struggle on my behalf to get you guys on the show. But, you know, mobile's been the topic, the cool topic to talk about lately. And we really appreciate the work that you and Weave for IT do to give customers a choice in mobilizing their Domino application. So, Simon, thanks a lot.
Cheers, Bryce.
And Christoph.
Bye-bye.
And you too, Carl.
Au revoir, Bruce.
All right. Thank you.